This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
In case you haven't noticed, the events of our world, including weather events, have gone way beyond the band of normal. We seem to be entering into events that may be supernatural in the classic definition of the term, beyond natural or beyond normal. And it's not just the hurricanes that we've seen recently. Remember, the United States wasn't hit by a hurricane for 12 years. Now we've had back-to-back Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, and I think there's another Hurricane Jose right behind it, which could be a Category 4. It could hit the United States as well. Three hurricanes back-to-back. And the first hurricane started, I think, just 5 days after the solar eclipse. And at the same time, during this time period, we've also had, of course, almost a record-breaking earthquake in Mexico. I think it was 8.2 on the Richter or 8.3 or something like that. A lot of people haven't paid attention to that earthquake because of Hurricane Irma. There's news of the San Andreas Fault having activity. There's news of a fault in New York that's overdue to go. There's concern about the Yellowstone supervolcano, which only erupts about every once in 600,000 years. But according to scientists, it is, quote, overdue. So it's been maybe 650,000 years or something along those lines. The point is, things are going crazy out there. Now, along with this, there's a psychological phenomenon that's also, I mean, you're seeing people go crazy as well, right? You're seeing this madness where, for example, the political left is running around attacking statues. You know, there's a madness in the minds of the people, just as there's a madness in apparently in Mother Nature as well. Now, things are imbalanced. Things are spinning out of control. We still have to see, let's say, a bioweapon released, which could be part of this. You know, a plague, pestilence. You know, because it seems like we're talking about almost biblical scale events here, right? With the flooding. Have you seen some of the videos of Hurricane Irma and what it has done to Miami and the west coast of Florida as well? It's like cities are underwater during this storm. I'm sure Al Gore will show up and say this is all global warming, but it can't be all global warming because global warming doesn't cause earthquakes. Global warming doesn't cause supervolcanoes. Global warming doesn't cause madness of the people. Even if you believe global warming is responsible for hurricanes, it doesn't explain everything else. And there seems to be a cluster of events. I mean, global warming doesn't cause a solar eclipse, obviously. So how do you explain this cluster of events that's happening that people are more and more concerned about? Now, there's a lot of talk about things happening all through the rest of September and even October 1st, November 4th. November 4th is the big nationwide attempted takeover of the country, the Cultural Revolution of the communists. They're taking to the streets on November 4th in every major city. They've declared everywhere a battleground. This is the radical left, Antifa, and other forces on the left. And they're trying to depose President Trump and take over the country. And that begins on November 4th. October 1st is a day where there's a lot of FEMA activity, a lot of FEMA supplies being delivered. We're talking about MREs, food, antibiotics being delivered to, I think, FEMA Region 3, which includes Washington, D.C., if I'm not mistaken. So is FEMA expecting some big event on or around October 1st or maybe late October? September, of course, we've got September 23, which a lot of Bible scholars are saying is an alignment of signs in the heavens that hasn't been witnessed for thousands of years. I don't know how many thousand, but we're talking about Jupiter being birthed through the constellation of Virgo, with the moon at her feet and the sun behind her. And it's this alignment of cosmic events that was foreseen apparently in scripture. It's actually written down in scripture that this is what you would see right as things started to hit the fan. So that's interesting. Then you've got the 9/11 anniversary coming up. 9/11 is a date that has been chosen by the enemies of Christianity to try to bring down Christian nations and Western nations. I saw a video where a biblical scholar was saying that Jesus was born on 9/11. You know, obviously a couple thousand years ago, right? But 9/11, that day was the day of Jesus' birth. I don't know if that's true. Again, I'm not a Bible scholar, but that's what they were saying. And they say that's why 9/11 is targeted by enemies of Christianity to try to destroy that date or try to mar that date. So 9/11 is coming up again. It's an anniversary, of course, of the terrorist events on September 11, 2001. And there were, of course, complicit elements inside the U.S. government that allowed that event to happen. So there were traitors inside the United States government at that time, just as there are today. You know, there are active enemy forces inside the government that are trying to destroy Western civilization and overthrow the system. Or as Bible scholars would say, there is a very real Antichrist element that's operating inside in our world today. There's Antichrist technology, such as Google and Facebook. There's Antichrist individuals, you know, who are serving evil and destruction and so on, such as Obama. And there are Antichrist agendas that are being pursued. I'm giving you a hodgepodge of sort of the bigger picture of what a lot of people are talking about right now. These are some of the things that are on people's minds. What's going on in our world? Why is everything so crazy right now? It's like people are losing their minds. Weather's going nuts. Financial system's going crazy. You've got war, or the threat of war breaking out. You know, North Korea. China just said that if the United States hits North Korea first, that China will reply by destroying or defending North Korea. So, I mean, we're looking at World War III here. And on top of that, you've got civil war potential in the United States and so on. Things are going nuts. Have you ever noticed? I mean, everything's breaking down out there. You know, the banks don't work like they used to. Equifax just leaked all the information for 143 million people, basically everybody with a credit history in the United States. All your details just got leaked to hackers. Your social security number, your credit card numbers, your credit rating, your home address, your previous addresses, everything just got leaked. Our world is breaking down. It's coming to an end of an era. This has been an era of greed, an era of sexual deviancy, an era of evil and destruction, an era of narcissism and a lack of ethics and a lack of morality. And it seems like that era is now earning somehow the wrath of judgment or something. You know, it's really, things are headed for crazy times. So I don't have all the answers. I'm just observing what I'm seeing, but I want you to be prepared. So check out my websites, preparedness.news and survival.news, and listen to my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.